Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, good Friday, everyone. It's Dom Giordano. If you're off and you're listening to the show with a beer, glass of wine, put that down. The Surgeon General wants to put warnings about cancer on that liquor of any sort, any kind of quantity. All right, I'll give you more details on that. This is the outgoing Surgeon General, his one legacy moment. I don't know why it took him so long to get to this. That would be a legacy, of course. The warning on cigarettes. I'm not sure which Surgeon General. Was it C. Everett Koop or was it before? I have to look that up. But we're on the cusp, and we'll let you know when there's white smoke or dark smoke with the race to be Speaker of the House. And Mike Johnson has just done an interview. He said he's not cutting side deals to keep his job. No quid pro quo here. Okay. Now, look. It's not a perfect choice. I just want to recall, though, and I want to call out those people who, with McCarthy, now each case is different. Matt Gaetz was one. They were just insufferable. They were not pushing just for somebody who'd be great or whatever. These people are all in their little tribes doing whatever they want. They've come to their senses this time around. It's only Massey, who's in a safe district in Kentucky. He's holier than thou. He's a libertarian on most issues. I think he's a smart enough guy. And he said, well, I'm going to play you what Massey said. He's the one no vote. This is cut 10. Here's Thomas Massey from Kentucky telling us why he will not vote for Johnson.
If Chip Roy were asked to serve as chairman of the Rules Committee, would that be enough to get your vote for Mike Johnson?
Oh, no. You can pull all my fingernails out. You can shove bamboo up in them. You can start cutting off my fingers. I am not voting for Mike Johnson tomorrow. And you can take that to the bank.
Oh, okay. And you know how thin the margin is. Again, if it's one round, that's what I'm asking you today. If it's one round and they don't like Johnson, they want to show their displeasure, their 2, 3, 4 votes, God knows with these people, whatever it is. Okay. And then in round two, we get on board and we have Johnson. I like Byron Donalds, as you know, tremendously. You may too. I really like Jim Jordan. Because of the Trump influence and I guess his own thought process, he thinks it's too disruptive. He's not running to be Speaker. So there's nobody else that's going to get the required votes to be Speaker. And Trump has wholeheartedly supported Johnson. So if you're in Congress, you have your own will. That's all true. But you got to look at this, that a lot of things are hanging in the balance. What will be served by this protracted battle over the speakership. 855-839-1210. If you're in that camp that wants to rah-rah, put on your skirt, shave the legs, pom-poms, and tell us you're the only purist here, look at what Johnson gave us with that monstrous bill. I get it. I get all that. Can I guarantee that Mike Johnson is going to be aggressive enough working with this slim majority? No, I think there are other potentially better choices. But given where we've landed at this point, this is the choice. So you want to have some fun, knock yourself out, one round of votes, and then we move on. I think it's solidified, and I think other than Massey, at least after the first ballot, I don't think we're going to see others pushing back, although the woman from Indiana, the Sparks woman, is problematic also. So the question is this. Are they your heroes? Are these heroes Chip Roy? I mean, he makes a lot of good points. I get it, the budget, the funding, and all that. But, you know, Trump has not been that diligent on the spending himself. Is that the critical thing right now in front of us? This is the Alamo. This is the time to have a vote on this. Or are the more heroic, if you will, people, those that see the big picture here, to see what we have to get done, and if we have a protracted struggle like the other time, this is going to get in the way of everything that we have to hit the ground running on. The clock is already ticking of Democrats trying to slow anything down. Then we get to the midterms. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Now, last night, it wasn't an unbelievable game, Sugar Bowl. The result, though, now is, and ESPN taking some heat. I saw it first from Nick Cale's Twitter, and they deserve to be taking heat for this. And it's an interesting question. Are we living in a day and age where we don't have to announce what ESPN did on their Twitter? ESPN, first time, there will be a black head coach in the championship game, first time ever, no matter what happens in the two brackets, because Franklin is African-American, and so is the coach of Notre Dame. So there'll be a black head coach in there. Is that something? Look, I get it, although the numbers have changed slightly. I'm not going to go into the weeds of calculating each one in the NFL of the number of African-American coaches. And in college, I don't think it was as bad of a percentage as it might have been in the NFL. But are we rapidly getting toward a point where this is, because neither coach, particularly the Notre Dame coach, has gone out of his way to tout being an African-American coach at Notre Dame, I believe the first in their history. But I'd go back and look. It doesn't matter. But, I mean, it's rare. Is that something that ESPN is right to be marketing, to be touting? The battle of the two blackhead coaches, one of whom will now then be in the big ring for the national championship. And speaking of the Sugar Bowl, now I have no, I don't have insurance with them. I have nothing against them as a company. I'm kind of agnostic about them, but no longer. You have to know about this. Here's this guy who's the president. This is Cut Six and CEO of Allstate. Before the Sugar Bowl last night, in which, due to lax policies, particularly in New Orleans, where they don't know what they're doing, that police chief and others, they didn't protect people. Now, the first blame is on the killers, also on radical Islamic fundamentalism. But it's also on these clowns, like this woman who's the police commissioner, didn't know about these archers, she was calling them, that would have blocked the street. Well, we're changing over from one thing to another, so you're kind of on your own if a maniac wants to run you over. Listen to the Allstate CEO and president. I guess they were the presenter at the Sugar Bowl. In this big moment in New Orleans, talking about the word that particularly has bothered people, imperfections. Here's the CEO of Allstate.
Welcome to the Allstate Sugar Bowl. Wednesday, tragedy struck the New Orleans community. Our prayers are with the victims and their families. We also need to be stronger together by overcoming an addiction to divisiveness and negativity. Join Allstate working in local communities all across America to amplify the positive, increase trust, and accept people's imperfections and differences. Together, we win.
Imperfections, differences, let's stop being divisive. We have people, sir, who are here and tried to kill us, at least in one instance, and multiple, and we have a lot of others who would kill every one of us. What are you talking about with your cockamamie DEI nonsense, talking about divisiveness and overlooking imperfections? About whom are you speaking? What the hell are you speaking about? Are you actually tying some bizarro woke world of DEI and related things? And I see on Twitter they have a lot of DEI action on their board. They're big in that. Now, this hasn't taken off with like Bud Light yet. But this guy, in the middle of this, rather than just saying prayers, tragedy, New Orleans, we dedicate the football game, New Orleans will come together, they will overcome this, our sympathies, goes off in this DEI trail about divisiveness and imperfections and things of that nature. It's like, what kind of company? Are you in good hands here? Are you in the hands of the very same people that gave us Bud Light? This was a big moment, carefully scripted, to say all this nonsense. If you missed it, I mean, that's word by word what he said.
It strikes me as a ChatGPT generated statement, almost. It was too bland, too non-offensive.
I think it's, that, but I think it goes beyond that, though, when you start talking about linking the events of this to we have to overcome divisiveness.
Yeah, no, I agree.
We're not being divisive. We have people that want to kill us. And this idea, I don't mind people. I don't mind the country's divided. People have opinions on the other side. They see it one way or another. We're not united. We're divided. And all it means is we can't take out the worst instincts of that division. But as far as being divided, we don't share the same fundamental values. The other side wants more of the federal government, more encroachment of that. The conservative side wants a lot less even than where we are now. There's nothing wrong with that. That's divide. We are divided. And elections are what settle this. And the American people are going to have to decide in the next election, do they want to reaffirm what Trump was elected on and bring it to it? Or do they go, nah, that wasn't such a good idea. We want something to restrain Trump for the last 2 years. That's divided. Divisiveness, though, when we have people clearly insane, clearly radicalized, and incompetent who let them kill us. All right, so 855-839-1210. I don't think anything's going to take off like the Bud Light situation, but this guy is amazed. He's both the president and CEO of a major company. He and his advisors think that's a way to talk about things like this. You don't have to get into the politics of it. You don't have to call out radical fundamental Islam. You don't have to do that. Just say our thoughts are with the victims of this. May this game be played with that in mind. Allstate, supportive across the country of people in something like that. That's fine. And just move on. I realize you may not want to say Allstate happy tonight with the football, inappropriate with people dead and all that. I get that. But imperfections, like what language did this go through? If it is AI generated and that comes out, that's a bigger scandal than anything. And morons over there need AI to generate a statement of this. Less is more here. All right, 855-839-1210. We got the big vote coming up. It was supposed to start at noon, but I'm assuming, I'm not watching here yet, there'll be speeches, there'll be people saying this, that, and the other, and then they have the vote for Speaker. No Democrat is going to vote for Johnson. No Democrat is going to vote present. They're all just going to, in lockstep, vote for Jeffries. And if too many Republicans do the wrong thing here, they could elect Jeffries Speaker of the House. Don't think it will happen. Think it will be Johnson. Are you in the camp still, though, to get your jolly saying, no, I don't like what Johnson's done here. I want someone better. Okay. How is that going to happen, though? So you just don't want to hear that the battle lines are drawn. And Johnson is the only one that can get to that number of votes. That's where we are. And not that Trump should dictate to Congress, but when you have the leader of the party telling you he's on board with this, with Johnson, given everything that he faces, and wants to move forward, I think you have to take that under advisement a pretty good bit. All right, let me give you the side question. We didn't do it yesterday. It was too close to the event. But Bourbon Street, in the news big time, to be coming back, Super Bowl, Mardi Gras, and all the rest of it. I started to look it up because I knew I was going to do the side question on this. It was only in the top fifth or sixth most famous streets in the world. Now, they said in the world, I think Bourbon Street is in the top three, really. But we want to hear, and it's all in the call. It's all in how you phrase it. It's all in what you do. Hit us with that all-time favorite street, for whatever reason, in the world. It could be real, or it could be fictional. Think of a street in a movie, film, play, whatever it might be. I'm going to take off because it may have won 2 years ago when we did this. Something like Easy Street. We know that. You're not going to win with that one. I'm going to take off Sesame Street, and I'm going to take off a real one, Broadway, going down Broadway, New York. So you can have a real one, you can have a fictional one. Henry, how about yours?
Yeah, so I will take off the song that is playing in the background here, Ocean Avenue, by the band Yellow Card. Okay. I will also take off the the street the Griffins live on in Family Guy, Spooner Street.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty prominent. That was in the top 10 when I looked up fictional current. Yeah, it's in a couple places it was,
oh,
yes.
Cool.
Yeah. So 855-839-1210, that's at the end of your call. We're watching this. I could see it going more than one round. Okay, no harm, no foul. Let them all vent. I want this, I want that. Johnson didn't do it. And then we get into round two here. But remember how tight the margin is. We don't want to start an all-out fight here. President Trump is more clearly on board than he was a few days ago. Guys like Massey, you're not going to please him in this divided government that we have. Would I give Johnson an A? No, I might give him a B for what he's done. I'd like to see a couple of others in there, but I don't see how that's happening. Now, Jeff Van Drew may pop in after the vote, something like that. We're hoping to hear from him and a couple of other congresspeople. Scott Perry is one in the top 10 that people say may turn and vote against Johnson. If he does along with Massey, now we're starting to get into trouble here. So I guess I'd say when it was McCarthy, there's a big difference between Johnson and McCarthy. And there's a big difference between having a little bit more of a margin and almost no margin. And there's a big difference between where we were at that date in time and having Trump and the Senate ready to go. Is there not? Aren't these a different fact set? Isn't it time not to get your jollies, to be talking kind of pie in the sky here, and to move into this? To lean into it, particularly with the Trump. If Trump did not endorse, God knows what might happen here. And now, Trump shouldn't be able to dictate to Congress. Everybody agrees with it. It's not dictating. But he's got to make his feelings known. Given everything, does he think Johnson did okay here? Can he live with that? Can he work with Johnson? He's saying yes, yes, yes. Okay, then. It's time to stand up and move on to this. The other stuff is just helping Democrats, helping them slow things down, helping set up more roadblocks. And we have to certify the election come, January 6th? I got something on that coming up. More information on the pipe bomb and how the end, 4 years after the fact, the FBI still has no more leads on the pipe bomb in front of the DNC. All right, phone lines. Our 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push pound 1210. All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. Good Friday. So the terrorist with the truck in New Orleans won the anti-terror medal while he was in the military. It's amazing stuff. But right now, the speaker's race is the thing that will quench it this day, and we'll move on, and we'll start next week, be looking at the confirmation hearings and then the inauguration. But 855-839-1210, you get on board. You have people like Byron Donalds are going to play you saying, yes, it's got to be Mike Johnson. That's the only way that we can move forward. All right? Jim Jordan, others. Are they not heroes? Are they not standing up? Is that what the issue is here? By the way, yesterday a kerfuffle, and I checked it out. It was on Twitter, and people getting upset because, I'll give you the backstory, with bird flu, four states, California and Jersey are the most prominent, are now saying in many areas of the state, in hospitals and medical settings, you have to wear a mask again. So apparently on the White House YouTube channel, they timestamped, as best I can tell, this wrong. And this was the time to move forward is now. And what it was, there's just a little music. There's no real audio. It's a look at the heroes, they say, all these Americans masked up. And people on Twitter got nuts. Here we go again. With bird flu, we're going to go down a rabbit hole with masking. As best I can tell. It's a timestamp issue, or somebody wanting to play with people's psyche. This is not happening. And the fact that four states have started to do that, not across the state in hospitals, but even there, here we go. These are some of the baby steps you remember that were taken way back when. And I don't see this popping up here, but you never know with a place like Jersey, Phil Murphy and these others, what they might be looking at. It'll start to leak out. By the way, over in Jersey on Twitter, these two nice kids, but my God, being touted by Phil Murphy, they made a documentary against people who they say, I'm going to try to get them on. Now, you know, I'm still reluctant because they're kids and there will be vitriol. They're 17, 18. They made a documentary because Murphy says in the tape, they're the architects of getting adults to realize we need a law against book banners, against the book banners. So the first thing, I couldn't read it on the air. I'd have to clean it up. Lawn Boy, books like that. You think 10-year-olds should have access to it? The other side never wants to answer this. The librarians don't want to answer. Oh, the poor librarian. No, not the poor librarians. Any number of them are out of control. They're not reflecting their community. They're not reflecting the school. No one's banned it. There are people out there that would ban a lot of things that certainly shouldn't be banned. But there's a clear line, and one of the tests is if everybody would be uncomfortable if you read that aloud at a school board meeting that cuts you off. Well, then why would that be in the library? Particularly for younger kids. So now there's a featured documentary coming by these two kids who Murphy says they got the adults' attention. They're the ones that pushed this anti-book banning stuff in New Jersey. Remember when he signed it, we had Dawn Fantasia on and others breaking it down, how clearly out of line this was. It had nothing to do with what we're talking about. But this is the game they continue to play, and the media continues to be both incompetent and ideologically bent to say these are book bans. Answer the question, should Lawn Boy, should any number of these books that we're talking about, you have access of 10 or 12-year-olds? Mike Testa, when he was on, the senator from the Shore, said you would be, under Megan's law, you would be in big trouble with some of these things if you were a neighbor, an adult, and you gave that book to someone who's underage. How in the world then are he calling us book banners? It's the law. But now he's got two kids. This is always the tactic of the left. Seem to be relatively smart, engaged, all nice. And what are they doing? They're out there in this big documentary saying, we were amazed that adults still want to ban books. No, that's not the case. That's not what the issue is. But the fiction continues. You'll be seeing some more of that, without a doubt. All right, 855-839-1210. Hit me with that all-time street, real or fictional. You can hit us with, in honor of Bourbon Street, sadly, in a negative way, being in the news. We got the Allstate guy. How insufferable. Did they really resort to AI with that? I don't know about that, but their team of people, if AI were involved, talking about imperfections, again with the divisiveness. There's no divisiveness. Nobody did anything to these two. They were insane and evil, at least in the case of New Orleans. The other, I got to sort out what was happening with that guy, but anybody who wants to take a life on it, they're evil and insane. We're not divisive. They have problems. They have mental problems. Wouldn't you love to go back and forth with the Allstate guy with this nonsense? But this is the type of stuff you get with DEI-run operations, and apparently Allstate is one of them. I never knew. You know, I hear Allstate, and I think of smaller communities. I think of the Good Neighbor and all that stuff. This guy, CEO and president, is the face of it. That's indicative that, yeah, this is DEI central. Okay, coming up, we're going to talk. We all share something as we head into 2025, our deep love of talk radio. A rock group, it's been around for a while, has put out not one, but two songs. And there's a lot of visuals, videos, really, as an homage to talk radio. One we talked about a year or two ago, Idiots. The new one is a musical anthem for talk radio, Don't Stop Talking. And you'll see in this, I'm in it. It's one of my credits, but it's maybe 40 of the top talk stations across America in a video form with this band providing music and the theme around it. All that is straight ahead, and your calls at 855-839-1210. Hey, looking to achieve your health goals and start the new year right? Now's the time to optimize and support your heart health, cholesterol, digestive health, energy levels, and more with Rescue Natural Supplements with their New Year savings. Rescue is celebrating you. Save 35% on single bottles of Rescue supplements. Use the code HEALTH, H-E-A-L-T-H, 35, HEALTH, 35. Try the popular Rescue 1250 Omega-3s for heart health, Rescue Probiotic for better digestion, or Rescue Orazine for more energy. Whatever your health goals, Rescue has you covered. To place an order, call 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. And speak to a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com, res-q.com. Start your journey to better health today with the code HEALTH35. Again, save 35% on all single supplements. Use that code HEALTH35. Don't wait. Make this year your best yet with Rescue. That's HEALTH35. All right, Dom Giordano Show.
All Michael. Across America, talk radio and the voices of freedom. Don't stop talking. Don't stop shit.
Okay, that's Michael Harrison and the band Gun Hill Road. Their musical anthem saluting talk radio, Don't Stop Talking. And it's an unbelievable, if you're a fan at all of talk radio and what this is all about, and just my understanding of it, my theory on what it is, why it's so popular, how it's become popularized. Michael Harrison is the founder and publisher of Talkers and is the godfather of talk radio in a lot of ways. When I started versus where it is now, it is hard to believe. And not just the, you know, the talk radio part of it, but the social media part of it that kind of intersects with it. And the band Gun Hill Road, Don't Stop Talking, is a homage to that with some of the biggest stations and people in the country. They got the hair right in this. That's the biggest thing that I can say when I sent them my minute or so that's featured in it. I forget exactly. Henry, feel free during the interview to thumb through and tell people the exact moment I appear on the screen.
Oh, you were just up here, too, a few seconds ago. Here, I gotta go find it.
Yeah, we need to get the exact moment there. That's where people want to go to this. Come on now. All right, let's go without further ado to Michael Harrison. Michael, Happy New Year. Welcome back.
Happy New Year to you and to all the listeners. And you have a very important moment in that. We have about 87 or 88 major and medium talk show hosts from around the country, and you're up there for longer than most of them. And it's great to have you on the video. It certainly is.
Well, thank you, Michael. The band, previously, we talked with you about this, and people may remember, and this did tremendously well, Idiots. And that was talking, I'm not sure before which election, about just no common sense, just people spouting anything to be provocative or ideological.
Well, Idiots is a commentary on our society, and people could see it at idiotsvideo.com. And basically, it's not partisan. It's an equal opportunity offender. There are idiots on all sides of, you know, the figurative aisle. And Idiots has, in the last 2 years that it's been out, been downloaded hundreds of thousands of times around the world by people. This new era is amazing when it comes to the music business. We have about six or seven such videos out. The band's been around for a long time. Steve Goldrich, Paul Reich, Brian Kuhn, and me, and my son Matthew Harrison produces the videos. It's been a remarkable ride. The new one, Don't Stop Talking, basically is in support of the First Amendment, freedom of speech, the role that talk radio plays in our society, and just how proud we all are to be part of the talk radio community in America, which has been nothing short of a phenomenon. When you were starting out, it was decades ago, and we're still doing it on a medium that many people say, oh, radio is dead. I don't think it's quite dead yet.
Yes, and it's morphed into something that had appeal, say, in Philadelphia and the surrounding area, to where now you hear national guests with us and other places, and where it's a place people go. But I really think about it as a club, and it always has been a club, where people come together. That's the call-in part, which other mediums are trying to adopt and fool around with it, where people have the fun of it, you know, the side question that we do, things of that nature, where they get to know people that are guests that are on fairly regularly. It is something that is free form. I remember doing a show once, I won't say any names, but they actually had a script for it for the last hour of the show. And I try to tell these guys, you can't write a script for this. Are you kidding me? I don't know what I'm going to say next. It's intuitive. Yeah. It's spontaneous. And that's what's exciting about it.
That's the most exciting thing about radio. I mean, you know, there's audio and right. Audio is important, and there's podcasting and audio and cable news talk television and satellite radio and streaming radio and all of these kinds of radio that do talk are all offshoots, offspring of talk radio. Talk radio has its fingerprints in all of those cross-platform media and still is on the good old AM and FM band. And the stuff that's on the AM and FM dial is often long form, which means it goes deep, and what you just said before, spontaneous. There's a huge difference, and you know, as a seasoned broadcaster, there's a big difference between when you are on a live show, like you and I are on right now. This is live. There's no turning back. We got to be responsible for what we say, and we have to think fast, and there are real people in the thousands, who knows how many, listening to this. That brings out something different than when you're in the studio recording something for a podcast or something for later playback. Don't you feel that when you do your various kinds of broadcasting?
Oh, it's electric. Even something, to your point, that's tape versus live, I feel it. Other people tell me they can't hear it when they're listening to the tape. I know mm-hmm. you, and you know me, we would hear it. There's a slight difference when you're taping versus live, amping yourself up. Live, you don't have to think about it. You're doing it no matter when it is and what it is.
No turning back. There's no retakes. You know, yes. I didn't like the way I said that. Let's do that again.
Yeah.
You know? But it's all important. But most important is that radio and talk radio need to be recognized for what they do. The people that do it are working under tough conditions now. There are economic issues that are, you know, they apply to all the media, movies, newspapers, magazines. It's not just radio. Television has its problems. And it's been a pretty tough time to be in radio, and especially with all the controversy, the polarization, people get angry at you, it's a nastier world. Perhaps in some cases, management is not as dedicated to controversy as it once was in this politically correct, hyperpolarized society. People have righteous indignation. They're looking for a reason to be offended, you know, shut down. So we're trying to encourage the people in the business, keep on talking. As long as you have a voice, don't ever stop. And as long as you have the truth, don't ever stop. And the truth, of course, is your truth. It doesn't have to be my truth. As long as you're authentic and you believe what you say, as long as you have the truth, as long as you have the voice, as long as you have love, as long as you have goodwill, don't ever stop talking. And for the listeners, support your talk radio station. And the best way you can do that is, one, listen regularly, become part of the community that Dom is talking about. And if I may say so, it's important, support the sponsors of talk radio, because they're the ones that are keeping it alive. And it's a very important thing to do to support the sponsors of a station or a host if you like them.
It's much easier to be a sponsor, just something on a music station or sports pretty much. But here, you get the upside of it. People really go, there's a connection with sponsors, but also you have people that come after them. Michael, where do we find Don't Stop Talking?
Okay, make it very easy. Here's a URL. Go to talkradioforever.com, and it'll take you right to it at the Talkers Media YouTube page. talkradioforever.com, and I think you'll be very pleased, and you'll get to see Dom Giordano, folks.
Absolutely. 2025 and talk radio. Rush Limbaugh used to say, I think it's when Clinton won, he made this point, yeah, we don't like this, but it's much easier being on offense than defense when the side that you favor pretty much is in the White House. I would say this, though, with Trump, the fodder for everyday talk radio, I think it's pretty much unmatched. I don't remember moments. There were times with Bill Clinton. Obama, it was heated but often flat to me. Clinton was the one that Limbaugh really struck gold with. So with Trump in the White House, what's the status of talk radio?
I think that the offense-defense argument doesn't hold up anymore in this completely almost 50-50 polarized environment. I think everybody has to play offense and defense. Even if you're in power, there are as many forces out there trying to get you out of power as there are people supporting you. So I think with Trump in the White House, it's extremely challenging not only to defend Trump if you love Trump, attack Trump if you don't love Trump, or deal with the intra-party problems. The conservatives have battles ahead among them, and as we are already seeing, the liberals, and in some cases leftists, and we know there's a difference between those two, they've got their infighting, especially after the bitter loss that they suffered at the hands of Donald Trump with Kamala Harris. So a lot of those old tenets are being thrown out the window, and it's indeed a new era. It's going to be very different than Trump's first term. And of course, when people always ask me, what's going to be the big story, or what are people going to talk about, I always say the unknown. New presidencies are always sidetracked by unknown events, whether it was 9/11 for George W. Bush, whether it was the pandemic for the first Trump administration. I can go through lists all the way back to George Washington. So we don't know what's going to happen in this crazy world in the next few months or next 4 years. And that's going to be the defining factor. So hang on to your seat, because it's going to be a wild ride.
Absolutely. Again, Michael Harrison with us. Michael, where do we find Don't Stop Talking?
Okay, once more, please, folks, take it down. We'd love for you to see this, especially since Dom is on it. TalkRadioForever.com.
Michael, thank you very much, and thanks for all that you do for Talk Radio.
Thank you, Dom. Keep up the good work, and Happy New Year to all your listeners.
All right, Michael Harrison, the founder and publisher of Talkers. That was one of the all-time great when I first broke into Talk Radio. Great branding, great names, and don't stop talking. All right, just a bit part in there. It's like, I don't think there's a minute.
You appear at 54 seconds.
54 seconds. All right.
That's,
this crack stamp
has
got it down. Oh, at 54
seconds. At 54 seconds.
Oh, okay. And what's the time I'm in there? About 6 seconds, I think.
It might be a little less than that.
Okay. Go to the 54-second marker, and you'll see me in there, along with some of the really big stations across the country. 855-839-1210. All right. You got the side question today. Hit us with that all-time street. Now, remember, it's in the call. Don't just blurt a street. That doesn't do anything. You got to tell us why you're nominating that one to be the street of the day. It could be real. It could be fictional. All right. I mentioned, too, we're watching the speaker vote. We'll give you the result when we have it. And I would bet it might go more than one time around pro forma, but that Mike Johnson, maybe before the end of the show, is going to retain his speakership. There is not any movement out there that's going to work. And if they don't go with him, that's going to be big trouble. I don't think Trump's going to back away on this. And I don't see the others jumping in and being able to overthrow Johnson when you look at everything. It should be a relatively simple matter. I think Johnson's pressure is going to come from Trump, because the hammer's always there. If Trump turns, then we could see another speakership. But as long as Trump is on board with this, as close as it is, there's no way around this. Also, a little bit later, the Surgeon General out the door. Now, it is true, based statistically, but, you know, there's some caveats, that alcohol is the third biggest causal element with some kinds of cancers, okay? Obviously, smoking, obviously, obesity. But then we get to alcohol. Should people be made more aware of that? Do these labels work at all? I know people have studied, did the smoking labels work at all? At that point in history, they did. Do people realize that now? The smoking numbers are pretty much way down. All right, 855-839-1210. All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in, 855-839-1210. Remember, it's all in the telling. No blurting. Give us that street. We already took one of them off, though. We took Easy Street off, Robert, so be thinking of another one.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I must have missed that.
Yeah, because people, that may have won a couple years ago. So Easy Street off, Sesame Street. I had Broadway, but I don't see any others up here that have been taken off. So we got that going on. We're watching the speaker race. Nothing to report on that yet. As soon as it happens, we'll let you know. Don't know that I would call it a fait accompli. They only need one more vote against, and then we're into turmoil here with Johnson. But I do think it will be Mike Johnson. And again, it's not a popularity contest. It's an effectiveness contest. The stakes are different than when it was McCarthy, and I get all the back and forth. Well, you know, what about freedom of speech? And we want something better here. I get that. We also want to get things done. We want to win here. And winning is actually hitting the ground running, getting people confirmed, getting bills up, stopping what Biden has done. And on the way out the door, it looks like he's putting into play something that's going to be very difficult to knock out when it comes to drilling in certain areas. That's right. Big story today, what they have planned. Again, just another miserable relic from this guy that will maybe slow Trump down, they think. And what will it do if we can't move on energy quickly? Well, it will continue the baked-in inflation. That's it. Yeah, you miserable guys searching a destiny continue to burden the average American. I wonder if Joe's going to write another bunch of phony memoirs. that he'll read to ghostwriters, or it'll have to trigger his memory. Or Dr. Jill Biden will have to write that too. Let's go to Joe in Bordentown. Joe is in on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Joe. Good afternoon.
Hello. I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeVille.
Okay.
That would be Hollywood Boulevard.
All right. Why that one?
Well, it's very famous. There's a song by the Kinks,
yes.
Celluloid Heroes. And also there was a movie, Hollywood Boulevard, with William Holden and Gloria Swanson. It's a classic.
Yeah, Swanson's the one I think of when I think of that. Yes, very good. And in Seinfeld, did they say in Seinfeld, or was it an actual movie line? I didn't get small, the pictures did. All right? The medium did. Yeah, I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeMille. Very good. All right, that's a good start. Yeah, Hollywood Boulevard certainly works. 855-839-1210. You can get on board. And again, the moment we know about the speaker vote, remember, it only takes two here, and we're into what could be uncharted territory. Here are representatives. This will be Cut 12. Ronnie Jackson, Byron Donalds, and James Comer. Particularly, listen to what Donald said, talking last night on, with Chaffetz on Fox, about voting for Trump-endorsed Mike Johnson.
If these people you're talking about, I hope that if they do vote against him, it's just a protest vote. We can get past that. We can come together as a conference, because we will not win, Jason, unless we come together as a team. It's one team, one fight right now. We've got the House, we've got the Senate, and we've got the presidency coming up. We've got to take advantage of this. We may never get another chance.
Congressman Donalds.
Oh, I'm voting for Mike Johnson. I agree with Ronnie Jackson. Look, I think this thing's going to be wrapped up pretty quickly. So, you know, everybody's getting excited about tomorrow. I think this thing's going to get wrapped up, and then we move forward.
Okay. I think it will be wrapped up today, but you never know here. There's at least six or seven of these people that like to blab on and make out as if they're the only purists there, constitutionally or otherwise. And I wouldn't give Johnson an A for what he's done, despite the difficulties. Maybe a B. Could we do better? Yeah, but they're not going to do that. The alliances are not there for that. And Trump is wholeheartedly on board. All right, coming up. Should we put labels on alcohol, telling us that this is potentially cancer-causing? This is another Biden. This is the Surgeon General out the door. Do they do any good? I'll tell you what I think, and I'll tell you what the evidence says about doing that. It's the third leading cause, allegedly, of various cancers. Do you have to drink a whole lot? Yeah, I'm in a camp that thinks that's pretty much who we're talking to. 855-839-1210. You get in with Dom.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.